The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Shelby Brown on the run. Kicks on the right side. There's Jonak open for the jumper. It's up and good. She drains the three. And the lead back out to four here for Elm Creek.
Today, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Penetration here by Johnson, and Johnson lost the basketball. Turnover, pass up ahead on the drive. Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will score, and he's fouled!
It's a full Saturday of high school hoops with the best teams in the conference battling for the championship today. It's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bush Carlisle from the Bureau of Benson and Kearney right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone. We've got three games in the books. One more champion to crown here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And again, for the second straight game, Overton and Elm Creek doing battle for the conference title. That first game was an easy win for the Overton Lady Eagles as they won it comfortably tonight over Elm Creek. They jumped out to a 21-5 lead at the end of one quarter of play, and they were able to come and hold on by a final of 67-39, but we don't anticipate anything quite like that here on the boys' side. Last week, last Friday night, right here on on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, Elm Creek was able to defeat Overton in dramatic fashion, a shot at the buzzer that rimmed out for Overton. And so Elm Creek was able to hold on 66-63, which pretty much solidifies their role as the regular season Fort Kearney Conference champions. And they want very much here at the Bureau Event Center to make it a season sweep against Overton in the Fort Kearney Conference, winning both the regular season and the conference tournament title. Overton, though, 14-3 coming in to today's game. Actually, 15-3 coming into today's game. They lost two games in the holiday tournament at Ravenna. They lost that heartbreaker to Elm Creek last week. They're hoping to avenge that for Elm Creek. They've only lost two games the entire season, and they did so against a couple of pretty darn good basketball teams. They lost at Southern Valley, the defending C2 state champions. They lost that one 52-47, and then they lost to Ravenna by 1 point on their home floor in dramatic fashion. So they lost to two teams in Class C2 that are very, very highly thought of. So those are their only two losses. They've been undefeated so far in the conference. For Overton, their only conference loss, we mentioned it last Friday night, they lost on Elm Creek's home floor 66-63. And admittedly, Overton did not shoot the ball extremely well in that game, while Elm Creek really did. And certainly the Buffaloes, who are a good shooting team, hope to follow that same recipe to success tonight for the conference championship. So we'll step away here for a little bit, and we'll come back in just a moment with the starters. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take the break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Let's give you our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, for the visitors, the number two seed in the conference tournament. That'll be the Overton Eagles, and their starters are Creighton Ryan, a 6'3 junior who is averaging 5.7 points a ball game. Hayden Cahoy, a 6-foot-tall senior, is averaging 11.1 points a contest. Tanner Ryan is a 6'3 senior. He's averaging 18.3 points a game. Caleb Eklund, a 6'3 junior, is averaging 6.8 points. And Joel Schaefer, 6'1 and a senior, averaging 13.1 points for head coach Jay Stair, who picked up his 200th win of his career last night. They are now 15-3 on the season. Now for the top seed, the Elm Creek Buffaloes. They are 16-2 on the season. Tonight's starters are going to be Bailey Schonifer, a 5'11 senior, who's averaging 1.7 points a ball game. Zach Johnson, a 6-foot-tall senior, is averaging 12 points a game. Nick Crowley, 6'3 and a junior, is averaging 13.3 points. Nick Mostick will make the start tonight. He is 6 foot and a senior, averaging 2.6 points a ball game. And Jake Bartling, 6'3 and a senior, is averaging 9 points a game for head coach Tanner Cavaney. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. You can kind of hear the noise in the background. Pretty good crowd here at the Vero Event Center. You can make it. Come on in. It'll be a pretty good time. Elm Creek and Overton for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship coming up next right here on ESPN.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Of course, being the number two seed, Overton will be the visiting team. They'll be in their blue uniforms. Elm Creek will be in their home whites, and we're just about ready to go. Overton breaking the huddle a little bit later, and handshaking at the jump circle. Going to be Nick Crowley shaking hands with Hayden Cahoy, and the tip is in the air, and it's going to be controlled by Elm Creek. So Elm Creek with possession of the basketball, and they'll work it in the offensive zone. They look right side here for Crowley. Crowley back around the perimeter, looking inside is Zach Johnson. Johnson gives it on the left wing here for Schonifer. He'll give it off here for Johnson. Johnson, top of the circle, gives it right back for Schonifer. Out for Mostick. Very patient, looking at this 2-3 zone. No, they're going man-to-man. My apologies. They'll give it off left side for Mostick. Mostick on that corner for Schonifer. A little penetration now. A little ball fake in the lane. Jumper up by Crowley, and it's up and good. Nick Crowley, first 2 points of the ball game. And Overton very quickly in the offensive zone. Schaefer facing some pressure being put on here by Johnson. We'll give it top of the circle for Tanner Ryan. Ryan gives it left side for Caleb Eklund. Eklund drives all the way to the baseline. Shut off by Bartling. Pass goes through the net, and Joel Schaefer can't handle it, and it goes out of bounds. So that'll be an Overton turnover caused by the net as much as anything. And a brand new net it is, because the previous nets here at the Viero Event Center on the way back to Overton with the conference championship trophy for the Lady Eagles. Johnson works around the perimeter. They give it off for Crowley. Crowley facing that man-to-man, works back around the perimeter. Same kind of look that we had just a little bit ago. Top of the circle is Crowley. Crowley at the elbow, looking for a cutter, and that's going to come in Zach Johnson. Johnson gives the ball back inside. Crowley's going to score, and he's fouled. Got the hoop and the harm. Nice little two-man game between Johnson and Crowley. And Crowley now has 4 points, and we'll try to finish off a three-point play here as the first foul of the game being whistled against the Eagles and Caleb Eklund. So Eklund called for the foul, and the three-point play, nope, it's missed, but an offensive rebound laid off the glass, won't fall for Mostick. Mostick lost it. Crowley is able to pull down the rebound, and they couldn't get either shot to fall. They had a couple of looks at it, did Elm Creek. And so Overton finally ends the possession. Tanner Ryan will kick it up ahead. He'll drive, shot no good. And Crowley's able to pull down the rebound. Overton has yet to hit a shot here as they trail it here 4-0. Pass up ahead in transition, left and left. Good for Nick Mostick. Mostick got that long pass after it got across the timeline. And now Joel Schaefer trying to answer back for Overton. He's got the dribble on that left wing. Man-to-man going Elm Creek at the moment. And top of the circle with it is Joel Schaefer. Schaefer will work it back around the perimeter. And now open top of the key. Here's a three-pointer for Creighton Ryan. It's no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Johnson. So Johnson helps bring it up court. Gives it for Crowley. Right wing, they get it for Mostick. Mostick looks inside but kicks left side for Schonifer. And now cycling back through, getting the pass here is going to be Mostick. Mostick cycling through, they give it to Crowley. Crowley on the drive is fouled before he could put up the shot, and that's going to be a foul on Caleb Eklund. So Eklund called for the foul, and that's going to be his second foul. I misspoke. I forgot about his first foul. I hadn't got it marked down yet. So he's got two fouls, a little bit of early foul trouble here for Caleb Eklund. On the baseline, Elm Creek will throw it in. They just tossed it in for Schonifer. They'll give it off right side here for Crowley. Crowley will give it to Johnson in the lane. Johnson, a little spin move, shot no good. Rebound being tipped around. And coming down with the rebound here is going to be Cahoy. Cahoy's pass is going to be stolen away. Johnson comes up with it. And now Johnson will slowly work the ball back here. A jumper left side to get it inside for Bartlett. Overton calls the timeout. They trail it 8-0 with 4:57 to go here in the first quarter. Timeout Eagles. We'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Well, just kind of having his team catch their breath a little bit with the timeout is Jay Stair. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Overton. We'll bring it in the offensive zone. Joel Schaefer working against some pressure here by Zach Johnson. Great start to the game for the Buffaloes. They lead it 8-0. With the dribble here is going to be Tanner Ryan. Ryan gives it on the baseline for J.D. Callahan. Callahan's jumper is a little bit short. And snagging the rebound is Crowley. So here come the Buffaloes. They'll give it off on that left wing. Working it around Mostick. Mostick circles it around. Schonifer has it. And now they'll get it off here for Johnson. We got a foul away from the ball. And that is going to be on Overton's J.D. Callahan. So Callahan going to be called for the hold away from the ball, and Elm Creek will inbound on the baseline. And they'll just toss it in. Open is Schonifer. He doesn't want to shoot the three just yet on this possession. They'll give it to Crowley. Johnson now gives it right back to Crowley. Crowley will step through a double team. Shot no good. Rebound, and we're going to have a foul after the Elm Creek miss. The rebound by Overton was to Creighton Ryan. So Ryan pulled down the rebound and then was essentially pushed. Now be a foul here on Jake Bartling. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. Elm Creek's first foul as well. So for Overton, Schaefer brings in the offensive zone, gives it for Tanner Ryan. Back to Schaefer. Schaefer still has the dribble as Elm Creek is going to go man-to-man. A little 1-2-2 it looks like. And they'll get it to top of the circle for Creighton Ryan. Ryan's going to dribble on that right side, and he's going to bank it in off glass over there. That was a tough shot over the top of the defense, but finally, Overton erases that zero on the scoreboard. It is 8-2. First 8 points of the ball game belong to the Buffaloes. They've got the lead and the basketball right now. Nick Mostek has it. 8-2 with 3.5 to go. Lob pass inside for Bartling. Bartling takes off glass and is fouled. Nice catch for Bartling. He made the catch. And Joel Schaefer with the tap of the hand as he put up the shot. That'll be his first foul. And two free throws coming up here for Bartling. And Bartling's first free throw is on the way and good. Bartling on the season, a 72% free throw shooter. And he makes the first two here. Second free throw is on the way and good. So he makes both free throws. And that lead pushed back out to 8. It's 10-2. And Schaefer has it across the timeline. Picked up defensively by Johnson. And between the circles, Tanner Ryan's got it. Tanner Ryan still on the bounce. And a bad pass. That'll be a turnover on Overton. Pass up ahead. Driving it. Bucket is up and good for Nick Crowley. Crowley, after that outlet, was able to drive, was able to elevate, and collect the foul against Hayden Cahoy. So Cahoy picks up the foul and a chance for the three-point play here for Crowley. And Crowley's free throw is up and good. 11-point lead for the Buffaloes. Great start here. Schaefer works it back around, top of the circle to Cahoy. Cahoy is going to step into a three, top of the key, and he strokes it in. Three-pointer good for Hayden Cahoy. And Overton is going to have to get some offense flowing here. Maybe they can do it with the defense and make something happen. Austin Frazier checked in a little bit ago. He'll give it up on the left side for Johnson. Crowley back out here for Johnson. Entry pass inside for Bartling, and Bartling will score. Nice little snap inside for Bartling, and Bartling, nice hands there. Maybe he'll catch footballs for UNK. Signed a letter of intent this last week to play for the Lopers. Schaefer will give it off on the right wing here for J.D. Callahan. He'll give it top of the circle for Ryan, Creighton Ryan. Bouncing is Schaefer. Schaefer gave it away, and he'll enter it inside again here for Callahan. Callahan going to be called for the foul. They're going to say through the elbow to create a little bit of space, and Callahan is going to be called for the offensive foul. So the push is going to be called, or the elbow on Callahan. In any event, that'll be a missed opportunity here for Overton. They trail it 15-5 with 2:07 to go, and the foul on Callahan is his first. 6 have been whistled against Overton here in the early stages, only one against Elm Creek. Bartling has it right wing. Get it for Frazier. Frazier works it back around the perimeter. There's Johnson. Johnson for Bartling. He's got his toes on the three-point line. That's not his game. Schonifer will work it right side. Now some penetration. Ball fake. And shut off there is Johnson. Pretty good defense there by Ryan to shut off Johnson. And now off of the screen with the ball is Frazier. Frazier gives it for Schonifer. Great motion here, but losing the basketball is Johnson. Johnson had it inside. It actually was going to be stripped away, and they're going to say it was last touch by Overton. Johnson came off the screen, and I thought he lost the ball, but I was screened from the ball, so I don't know. Johnson will drive on the inbounds, and he'll lay it up and in. Got a nice screen there by Bartling off of the inbounds. Bartling had it, handed it right off. And then the layup for Zach Johnson. Here a kick in the left side. Three-pointer for Tanner Ryan, and it's up and good. So Ryan will answer back here. He now has his first 3 points of the ball game. And now Bartling on the baseline. He'll take it off glass and score. Bartling on that baseline just immediately caught the ball, leaned in, and was able to take it off glass. It's now 19-8, final minute of the first quarter. And Schaefer with the ball is going to be held. Starting a spin move, and you kind of have the reach or the hold. In any event, it's going to be on Chonifer. So that'll be his first. 54 seconds to go here, basically. Checking in for Overton is going to be Justin Hodson. In for Elm Creek, going to be Nick Mostick. He'll come back into the ball game. Also, Austin Stolp checked in here for Elm Creek. And so did Gabe Hubbard. So on the bounce here is going to be Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy's pass on that right side, knocked out of bounds, but it was touched by Elm Creek. So now 50 seconds to go. Cahoy will inbound it to Schaefer. Schaefer, nice drive, dump pass inside, pump fake, jumper up, and good. Nice job there getting it to Logan Kaiser, and Kaiser will hit the bucket here for the Eagles. 34 seconds to go. 19-10, Elm Creek with the lead and the basketball. They'll give it right wing here for Austin Stolp. Stolp finds a cutter. That flip on that right side up and good for Gabe Hubbard. Nice little game there, and Gabe Hubbard is able to lay it up and in. Pass inside. Nice catch inside for Kaiser. His shot won't fall. Missed the rebound as well as it goes off of his hands. Nope, they're going to say, well, it might have gone off his hands, but one of the Elm Creek players also touched it. So Schaefer to toss it in here with 13.8 to go. Up high to get the inbounds is going to be Cahoy. Cahoy's entry pass inside, picked up by Schaefer, and Schaefer passes it out, and there's going to be a foul. Nope, they're going to call the walk before the foul. There was contact there, but Overton is going to be called for a turnover. 8.7 to go, 21-10. Elm Creek up by 11. And slowly up court is Nick Crowley. Crowley stops. We'll give it off. They give it right side off of a little screen here. Is Frazier. Frazier gets a shot off, but it's too late. So he does not get the shot off in time. It was off the mark anyway, but Elm Creek has an 11-point lead after one quarter. 21-10. Elm Creek leading Overton. And we'll start the second quarter of the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Championship game when we come back right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Well, it took a while for Overton to get their offense going, but they did finish with 10 points in that first quarter. But they trail it here 21-10, but they've got the basketball to start the second quarter. And they'll toss the ball in here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan kicks right side for Schaefer. Everybody cycling through. And they'll get it off here for Hayden Cahoy. Left wing, Tanner Ryan. Ryan, they clear the lane for him. He'll drive. He'll flip. There's a foul, and he'll be shooting two. He flipped it up there, but couldn't quite draw any iron. Had he been able to maybe hit the iron, because with that spin or hit it off the glass, he might have had a look at it. But he was fouled on his way in, and the foul is going to go against Nick Crowley. So Crowley picks up his first foul, and the free throw is up and good. So Ryan with two free throws makes the first. And Ryan's free throw up and good. So 2 points on that possession for Overton, thanks to a couple of free throws by Tanner Ryan. Right side, Crowley will enter it on the right wing here for Schonifer. Back out for Mostek. Left side, they kick it back out for Johnson. 15-foot jumper, good. They enter it in to Bartling. Bartling immediately gave it back to Johnson, who repositioned himself and was able to stroke it from 15 feet away. Schaefer will give it to Tanner Ryan. Entry pass on motion. Losing the basketball and now having to kick it out is Justin Hodson. So they'll reset the offense. That was a good look there, but Hodson just didn't handle the pass very well. Schaefer now is going to fire a three, and he hits a three. Well, it all worked out in the end for Overton. Instead of a look for a two, they hit the three with Joel Schaefer. Right wing looking in is Crowley. Crowley's entry pass going to be stolen away. Elm Creek turns it over. Nice play there by Hodson, and they get it inside. A little drive for Creighton Ryan. He hits a floater. Started on the left wing, was able to drive in the lane and floated up and in. Now it's a six-point ball game, 23-17. Elm Creek has led throughout. The ball knocked loose. It's a steal by Creighton Ryan. Wrighton goes in, takes it off glass. It's good. Creighton Ryan with the steal and then the layup. We got a four-point ball game and a timeout, Elm Creek. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney, 23-19. The Buffaloes have the lead and the timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Elm Creek with the basketball. Bartling has it in the offensive zone. He'll hand it off here for Austin Frazier. Frazier finds a cutter on that left side. Shot is up and good. Zach Johnson with a great drive on that left side in traffic. And he's able to hit the shot. Across the timeline now is going to be Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy will drive all the way in off glass. He'll answer right back. As Cahoy just kind of had a little bit of an angle out around the defense, and we still have a four-point ball game. Elm Creek has led throughout. That has not changed here. As Crowley has it, gives it between the circles for Austin Frazier. Frazier gives it right side. Zach Johnson has the dribble. Stops at the right wing. And off of a screen, they get it to Frazier. He'll fire a long jumper. No good. Bartling with an athletic rebound. He'll kick it out here for Zach Johnson. Johnson's shot will not fall. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Hodson. It was Schaefer. And they'll give it off on a little spin move here for Cahoy. And the jumper left side. Good. Three-pointer for Joel Schaefer. So Schaefer strokes in a three. And just like that, we got a one-point ball game. Bartling, little spin move, fouled before he finished the spin and before the shot. And that is going to be on Joel Schaefer. That'll be his second. Seven fouls now have been whistled against Overton. So to the free throw line will be Jake Bartling for the front end of a 1-1. And Bartling on the year, we've said it before, pretty good free throw shooter, 72%. Hubbard going to check in here for Elm Creek before the free throw. And the free throw by Bartling's good. So he makes the first one. 26-24, 4:50 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw, back the iron and no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Tanner Ryan. Ryan will bring in the offensive zone, working against some pressure by Crowley. Kicks on the left side, With it is Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy finds a cutter. The shot no good for Logan Kaiser, but Kaiser was fouled. That was a pretty good look there for the Eagles, and Kaiser now will be shooting two. The foul is on Hubbard, just his first. And the free throw by Kaiser is good. So Logan Kaiser back to the free throw line. And Logan Kaiser on the season is a 63% free throw shooter. The second one, though, is off the mark. So he makes one out of two. It was rebounded by Bartling. And the kick left side for Hubbard. Hubbard will shoot the three. No good. Bartling with an offensive rebound, and he'll make it. So Bartling is able to make the putback. And it's 28-25. Dribbling is Tanner Ryan. Ryan finds a seam, lays it up too strong. Bartling will pull down the rebound. So Bartling with another bound, and he'll get the ball back in transition. Could have fired about a 15-foot jumper. Now they'll give it into him. He'll play a little post move here, trying to spin. He'll kick the ball back out for Johnson. Johnson has it now top of the circle. We'll give it off on the right wing for Austin Frazier. Frazier, little step through here by Crowley, and Crowley off glass will score. Crowley did a great job keeping that pivot foot, preventing a turnover because there was a little bit of contact there, but not enough for a foul. Hayden Cahoy will give it off on the right wing for Justin Hodson. Now Kaiser's got it, gives it top of the circle for Tanner Ryan. Ryan on the bounce with 3.5 to go. We'll give it left side, open for the three momentarily. It was Hodson. He'll dribble, kick it back out for Tanner Ryan. Enters it inside for Kaiser. Kaiser off glass, won't fall, but he'll head to the line. He drew the whistle. And so Kaiser will shoot a couple. And Kaiser, 63% free throw shooter. As a team, Overton pretty solid from the free throw line for a high school team. They shoot 63% on the season from the line. The foul, by the way, on Hubbard, that is his second. They had to wipe up a little bit of perspiration on the floor, and now the free throw, back the iron, and no good. Score remains 30-25. Elm Creek has led throughout. And at the line, number 25, Logan Kaiser. Love to make his team score higher than his jersey number. He'll bend the knees, and he'll score the 26th point of the ball game here for Overton, 30-26. Johnson will be picked up defensively across the timeline by Logan Kaiser. And Johnson will kick it off on the left side. Looking inside now is Austin Frazier with the ball. They'll kick it back out between the circles here for Nick Mostick. Mostick gives it off for Zach Johnson, gives it left side. Here's Mostick, will fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound is taken out of there. I think that was Kaiser who came up with it. Now on the drive, layup good for Hayden Cahoy. Nice work there by Cahoy. Just, again, found that little seam and used his quickness and elevated. We've got a two-point ball game again, 30-28. Bartling will pass the ball off here for Zach Johnson. Johnson, turnaround jumper, good. So Zach Johnson in the lane with a little floater, pushes that lead back out to four. Elm Creek has always found a way to answer back here once their lead has been cut into. And on the penetration, Tanner Ryan is fouled on his way to the basket. And I think you got his feet caught up with Nick Crowley. That's two on Crowley. And it was before they could put a shot up. So that's now six fouls that have been whistled against Elm Creek. So they'll inbound it here, will the Eagles, and they're going to mop up a little bit more floor there. Again, they have a rubber matting on top of the ice here at the Vero Event Center, and then on top of that, a nice wooden floor that has plenty of action. It's a nice surface. Inbounded, and a shot off glass, good. What a nice almost post play as Logan Kaiser is able to hit the shot on the inbounds play. And it's 32-30. Elm Creek with a two-point lead and the basketball. Johnson's got top of the circle. He's thinking about shooting over the top of Cahoy, and Elm Creek turns it over. Here's the layup on the other end, and we got a foul on the way to the basket. Going in hard was Tanner Ryan, and Ryan now is going to shoot a couple. Well, that errant pass and then the steal there by Ryan. And now Ryan, a 71% free throw shooter, will shoot two after the foul was called on Johnson, his first. And the free throw, a little bit short. 2:03 to go before halftime, 32-30. Elm Creek scored the first 8 points of the ball game, led by as many as a dozen. Second free throw is no good. Right now we got a two-point ball game with 2 minutes to go before halftime. Johnson gives it off on the left wing here for Austin Frazier. He gives right side for Zach Johnson. Johnson looks inside. We'll get the ball back out here for Frazier. Back around the perimeter we go. Open is Johnson, but he'll kick right side. Here's Frazier firing the three. It's no good. And snagging the rebound here is going to be Creighton Ryan. And Creighton Ryan will bring it himself, working against Bartling. Takes it on the right wing, throws it in the lane. Little drive here by Hodson. His jumper's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And I believe Overton went over the back. Yeah, they did. So we're going to walk to the other end of the court. Well, to be precise, if you go over the back, you haven't touched anybody, so that would be okay. It's going to be a push on the rebound. So Mostick will go to the line for the front end of a 1-and-1. And the foul was whistled on Kaiser, his first. The free throw was good. So that'll earn the bonus to Nick Mostick. Now Bostick's second free throw is also good. 34-30. Minute 28 to go here before halftime. And Cahoy in the offensive zone has the dribble. He'll hand the ball off here for Logan Kaiser. Kaiser gives it right side for Hodson. Hodson enters it in. Defender fell down, but the shot missed by Tanner Ryan. And coming up with the rebound is Ryan. Ryan's going to go right back at him, and he's going to be fouled. So Tanner Ryan with a couple of rebounds in underneath, and now he is fouled. So he's going to go to the line and shoot two. The foul is on Johnson, his second. So Ryan for two free throws, and the first one is up and good. 34-31. We're at halftime over in Ord at the Luplat Conference Boys Championship game, and Donovan Trumbull right now is leading Gibbon 27-22. Both free throws good here, so we got a two-point ball game. So nice bit of shooting there by Tanner Ryan after he got a couple of offensive rebounds. And now Zach Johnson will give it off on the left wing here for Nick Mostick. Mostick, top of the circle for Austin Frazier. Now left side, Schonifer. Everybody will cycle through. Schonifer working against the pressure by Kaiser. Can't get anything done, so he'll reset the offense. Now they're going to lob in for Bartling, and Bartling was pushed. Tanner Ryan commits the foul. So Bartling will go to the free throw line, and that'll be the first foul on Tanner Ryan. So Bartling with the front end of the 1-and-1 coming up here, and it is good. .3 to go as Gabe Hubbard comes back into battle here for Elm Creek. And also for the Buffaloes, Devin Hollowell for the first time tonight takes that warm-up off, and he'll come into the game. And Hubbard will direct traffic a little bit, as Bartling will go back to that free throw line, bend the knees, and the free throw rolls around and is good. So he makes both free throws, and it's 36-32. Tanner Ryan on the bounce, working against some pressure here from Mostick. Ryan on the dribble will kick it off on the right side here for Creighton Ryan. Creighton will watch everybody cycle through. They'll get it here for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy on the baseline, steps through a little bit strong. Offensive rebound, and then there's going to be a foul whistled on Bartley. Logan Kaiser was able to pull down the rebound and then was fouled by Bartley. And for Bartley, that will be his second foul. So Logan Kaiser shooting two here. With 30.6 to go, and Kaiser's free throw is up and good. Logan Kaiser is 63% free throw shooter. Bends the knees, and that one bounces around, and was in. That one had a complete tour of the rim here at the Viero Event Center. Schonifer, pass stolen away. With the steal is going to be Ryan. Ryan on the way to the basket, fouled, but before the shot. And Creighton Ryan had just a little bit of trouble coming up with the basketball after he started the steal, and just that little nanosecond cost him the opportunity. The shot went in, and they're saying two shots here. Well, that's because it's 10 fouls now. So the free throw is up and good for Creighton Ryan. Makes the first one. That foul, by the way, was on Schonifer. That's going to be his second. So 36-35 with 19.1 to go. Second free throw, up, back of the iron, and no good. And snagging the bound is going to be Crowley for Elm Creek. 13 seconds left as the Buffaloes bring in the offensive end. Johnson working against some pressure here by Hayden Cahoy. Johnson from the free throw line, kicks left side, 3 seconds left. Driving, shooting, and scoring is Nick Crowley, and that will do it for the first half. Nick Crowley essentially at the buzzer, rolls that one in, and Elm Creek has a 3-point lead as we head to the locker room. It is 38-35, Elm Creek leading Overton at intermission. The boys' championship game here at the Fort Kearney Conference Finals. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. We are at halftime where Elm Creek is leading Overton 38-35 here at intermission. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. A 3-point lead here for Elm Creek at halftime. They scored the first 8 points of the ball game, and I'll have to double check it, but memory has it in my head that at one point they led by a dozen. They led by 11. They led by 11 a couple of different times. In fact, 11 is their largest lead of the ball game, and right now they lead by 3 at intermission, 38-35. We're still putting in some numbers here that we have in the ball game. Pretty good effort so far for Jake Bartling. Bartling's done a nice job being the rebounding force here for Elm Creek in the first half as he's got 13 points in the ball game. Pretty solid presence on the inside. He's the leading rebounder with 4, as it's been a pretty balanced rebounding night on both ends of the court. Nick Crowley also with pretty good effort as well. Crowley with 4 rebounds as well. So Some team stats to look at here real quick. Overton, 11 of 20 from the field, so they're shooting over 50% in the ball game. Elm Creek, though, very, very hot. Unofficially, I have them 15 of 23 in the ball game. Overton, though, is 4 of 5 from behind the arc. Elm Creek is 0 of 2, so that'll balance it out just a little bit. Rebounding-wise, Elm Creek with a slight edge at 10 to 9. And in terms of turnovers, Elm Creek has turned the ball over 12 times compared to 8 for Overton. And after falling down 8 to nothing, Overton has been able to battle back. They've tied the ball game a couple of different times. They trailed by as many as 11, but now they trail here at intermission by a score of 38 to 35. So both teams really have to feel pretty good about themselves heading into the locker room, because it looked like Overton might even get buried by a hot shooting Elm Creek team at the beginning of the game. They've been able to kind of fight their way back into it. They've tied it a couple times. They have never led in the game, but they've been able to make it interesting here with Overton trailing at intermission. Elm Creek's Buffaloes with a 38 to 35 lead at intermission. We'll take a look at the individual numbers when we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Welcome back to the Vero Event Center, 38 to 35. Elm Creek with the lead. They have led throughout. They started an 8-0 run, led by as many as 11, and here with a last-second bucket, lead at intermission, 38 to 35. For Overton right now, they're being led by Logan Kaiser off the bench. He's got 8 points. Three starters have 7 points each. So Kaiser off the bench has 8. Creighton Ryan has 7. Hayden Cahoy with 7. Tanner Ryan with 7. And Joel Schaefer, also a starter. He's got 6 points here at intermission. And rebounding, pretty balanced, but Tanner Ryan unofficially with 3 rebounds here in the first half, 2 for Logan Kaiser, and also 2 for Creighton Ryan. 25 points in that second quarter for Overton, and they've been able to kind of cut into this deficit and trail here at intermission, 38 to 35. For Elm Creek, who have led from beginning to, well, the middle anyway. We can't say beginning to end just yet. They're being led by Jake Bartling. Bartling with 13 points, 4 rebounds. It just kind of feels like he's got more than that. But unofficially, I have him for 4 rebounds here in the first half with those 13 points. Nick Crowley has 11 points and 4 rebounds. Zach Johnson has 8. Nick Mostick with 4. And Gabe Hubbard, who came off the bench, he's got 2 points here at intermission. And Elm Creek, as I mentioned, has led from beginning to end. They started on an 8-0 run, and they now lead here at halftime by a score of 38 to 35. As these two teams shooting the ball pretty well, you know, Overton has to be fairly happy, in my opinion, going 11 of 20 from the field. They're shooting 55%, and 4 of 5 from three-point range. They're shooting 80% from behind the arc. But that's obviously very good. 55% overall from the field is very, very strong. But for Elm Creek, I don't know what's in the water, but they shoot very well against Overton. They're shooting 65% here in the first half. Unofficially, they are 15 of 23 from the field. So here at halftime, Elm Creek with a 38 to 35 lead here at intermission. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll have the third quarter with the Elm Creek Buffaloes getting the basketball and leading it 38-35 here at intermission at the Vero Event Center. We're back after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Elm Creek 38, Overton 35. The Buffaloes have led throughout, and they still have that advantage here at intermission. What's happened so far today here at the Viero Event Center? The girls' consolation game was Amherst defeating Pleasanton 46-40. The Amherst boys also win the consolation game against Wilcox Hildreth 66-58. The girls' championship game belongs to Overton 67-39 over Elm Creek. And here in the boys' championship game, 38-35, Elm Creek with a three-point advantage as we'll be heading to the second half action here in just a moment. I think they're having a little bit of problems with the clock at the moment. We were on pace to have everything rolling here, but there's no time on the clock and the red lights are on. So I think they might be having a minor clock issue here as they actually sent Elm Creek back to the sideline. Well, actually, they're bringing down the nets here a little bit. So they're going to work on it as one of the nets actually comes unfurled here on the west end of the arena. Doesn't take long to set it. They just hit a button and down it comes, and now up it goes. Wouldn't be much fun to cut the net if you brought it down and it's actually at your waist. So they actually use a ladder for that. But they're doing a little repair work here, and I don't think it's going to take them very long, so we'll keep it going. A reminder for you, the Luplat Conference Tournament also wrapping up today. On the girls' side, the Centura girls defeat Donovan Trumbull for third place, and Kearney Catholic had no problem winning the girls' championship 57-17 over Ravenna. Centura won their game 53-44. On the boys' side, Ravenna won the consolation coming from behind against Adams Central 62-53, and at last report, they were at halftime. Donovan Trumbull was leading Gibbon 27-22. That game was at halftime, and they've got it all fixed, and we're ready to roll here. Our minor net issue has been taken care of, and Zach Johnson right in front of us is going to inbound the basketball here. And there's the whistle, so here we go, and Overton will put full court pressure on. They'll inbound the basketball. They get it to Nick Mostick. Mostick is going to hand it off here for Johnson. And Elm Creek goes with their starters as Crowley has the dribble. And he'll kick on the left wing for Nick Mostick. Mostick gives it off, driving, shooting, scoring to Zach Johnson. So Zach Johnson is able to bank that one in. And he has the first 2 points of the second half. Left wing, Creighton Ryan will give it off, and elevating is Caleb Eklund. His jumper won't fall. Rebounded by Schoenhofer. Or Schoenhofer. Depends on the derivative of which family you're listening to. It's going to be Mostick who gives it off on the left side here. And they give it in the corner for Nick Crowley. Crowley gives it to Bartling. Will work around the perimeter. And now back left side for Crowley. He's firing the three, and he hits the three. Elm Creek starting just as hot this quarter as they were starting the first quarter. So both halves start with a nice little start here for Elm Creek. Little drive here, left wing, Eklund. Eklund stopped, and it's going to be a hell ball. Bartling was in there, but I think the one that actually caused the hell ball was Zach Johnson. Possession arrow was pointing to Overton. So they'll inbound. Schaefer to toss it in. Both teams going through starters here in the second half. Cahoy has it knocked away, and it's going to be stolen away by Zach Johnson. So Overton turns the ball over. Elm Creek's got the basketball. It's Schonifer, Johnson, Crowley, Mostick, and Bartling out there right now. Pass on the left wing. They get it for Bartling. Bartling's going to kick it out, giving it to Johnson. Johnson looks to the inside, around the perimeter. Mostick will give it off on the right side for Schonifer. Gives it here for Johnson. Into the corner for Mostick. Skipping it over for Schonifer. Throws it in the right corner for Johnson. He'll dribble out to the high elbow. Gives it off, thinking about shooting with Crowley, but now Crowley will reset the offense. The pass is going to be off the shoe tops of one of the Overton players, but Elm Creek is able to pick it up. Crowley, that was a nice little give and go, but it just hit a shoe top there. Not a kick, it was just off the shoes. Mostick now has it on the right side. He'll skip it off of the screen for Schonifer, throws it in the corner. Very patient is Elm Creek. They lob it in for Bartling. Bartling has it knocked away, and they're going to call a foul. Coming on the back side was Schaefer. And Schaefer, I think, got the arm. Well, actually, they're going to give it to Creighton Ryan. So I just saw the guy that made the most movement, and he did not commit the foul. Johnson works it around the perimeter. They give it for Mostick. Entry pass inside, and leaning up is going to be Johnson's. Johnson shot's no good, and the rebound to Caleb Eklund. So Eklund was able to pull down that rebound. And on the dribble here is going to be Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy kicks right side. Three-pointer is up and no good. And that rebound is ripped out of there. Still working through some traffic here is going to be Johnson. Johnson kicks it up ahead here for Crowley. Crowley gets it inside. Bartling gets the rebound and he's fouled. And now Bartling will go to the free throw line. So Bartling hit on the arm here with 5:09 to go in the third quarter. And the foul is going to be whistled on Hayden Cahoy. The free throw for Bartling is up and good. So Bartling makes the first. And now his second free throw is no good. And tipping the rebound to himself is Caleb Eklund. And Eklund is able to pull down the defensive rebound. And they'll give it between the circles here for Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy backing in, has the ball knocked down. It's going to be a turnover for Overton. And they'll kick it up ahead here for Crowley. Crowley's going to fire the three. No good on the three. And the rebound into the hands of Creighton Ryan. Ryan up ahead for Schaefer. Schaefer's on the run. And we're going to have a foul as basically he ran into Schonifer, but he did not have the position. So the foul actually will be on a screen here against Jake Bartling. So Bartling is what kind of started that. That's going to be his third foul. With the basketball, Eklund. Eklund playing a little catch with Schaefer between the circles. Right wing, they get it for Eklund. Eklund watches everybody cycle through. Still has his dribble. Will kick on the right side here for Hayden Cahoy. And Cahoy's entry pass is knocked out of bounds by Elm Creek. So Overton will maintain the possession. Elm Creek will send in Austin Stolpe into the game. So Stolpe checking in here. And the inbounds is going to go to Ryan, and around the perimeter we go. Off on that left side, they're going to fire the three. That's Schaefer, and Schaefer hits the three. So Joel Schaefer strokes in a big three-pointer, and that stops the bleeding here a little bit for Overton. It's 44-38. Driving on the left wing, Johnson. Johnson, reverse layup. Wow, what a move. And Johnson gets the two. 3:45 to go here, third quarter, 46-38. Lob pass inside. There's Cahoy. Cahoy has the ball stripped out of his hands, off his leg, and out of bounds. That'll be an Overton turnover. And I think it was Johnson who knocked the ball loose, and he now is going to inbound the basketball here. Johnson to toss it in. He'll get it for Nick Crowley. Crowley on the bounce as Elm Creek is just going to slowly let him bring it up court. Cahoy picks him up at midcourt. Crowley now will drive. Crowley floats, shoots over the top of the defense. No good. Offensive rebound and then the foul. Austin Stope is able to pull down the rebound. And now he'll be heading to the free throw line. And Creighton Ryan collects the foul here. That will be his second. The free throw is up and good for Stoll. Second free throw is also good. So 48-38. Stope makes both free throws. Now an entry pass down low for Eklund, and the ball goes out of bounds. And that belongs to Elm Creek. Elm Creek has it, and that'll be an Overton turnover. On the inside and slowly bringing it across is going to be Crowley. Crowley gives it left side for Mostick. Mostick off of the screen gives it for Zach Johnson. Johnson, a little floater, rolls around, and it's good. So Johnson with a nice little floater, and it's now 50-38. And trying to answer right back is Ryan, and it's going to be a charge. Strong drive, and collecting that defensive stop is going to be Nick Crowley. So that is a big defensive stop there. So Elm Creek will get the basketball. Zach Johnson on the dribble. Joel Schaefer will drop back and pick up things at half court. A 12-point lead here for Elm Creek. They have led throughout. They led by 11 in the first half, now 12 here in the second. Crowley, top of the circle. We'll give it off here for Zach Johnson. Johnson on the bounce. We'll step through, take it off glass, and we'll score. Zach Johnson, another strong drive, and it's 52-38. Donovan Trumbull right now is leading Gibbon 32-30 at the end of three quarters in the Luplat Conference Finals. And here we've got a foul that's going to be whistled on Elm Creek. And that'll be on Jonifer. That'll be his third. And so Schaefer's going to inbound it here. Two fouls whistled against Elm Creek here in the second half, four against Overton. Basketball in the hands of Hayden Cahoy. Pass through the hands of Joel Schaefer, and that'll be a turnover. Timeout, Overton. Jay Stair calls timeout with 2:01 to go here in the third quarter. His team is trailing it 52-38. Elm Creek with the lead and the ball when we come back after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center, 52-38. Overton scored 25 points in that second quarter. They have three here in the second, in the third quarter. So after scoring 25 in quarter number two to get back into the game, they're falling behind because they scored only three so far here in the quarter. They've got some time to make up for that. They've got 10 minutes to go in the basketball game. There's 2:01 left to go. And this timeout was brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 52-38, a 14-point deficit. Overton faces, and Elm Creek has the basketball. They've led throughout. And Johnson will inbound it to give it to Nick Crowley. Crowley working against full court pressure, being put on right now by Tanner Ryan. And nicely handling the dribble is Crowley, and then he loses it. Stolen on the backside by Schaefer, and Schaefer's going to lay it up and in. So Joel Schaefer coming in, makes the steal, and then the layup. So that pressure by Overton, and sneaking on that backside with Schaefer to make the steal. Johnson gives it off right side for Mostick. Gives it in the corner down there for Johnson. Johnson's going to step back, fire a three, in and out, no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Overton. It was pulled out of there on that left side by Schaefer. Driving that left side, going to be Schaefer, and he's going to go up and in. Nice drive on the baseline. Four straight points here for Joel Schaefer, and that'll cut that lead right back down to 10. We've got a minute to go here in the third quarter, and dribbling behind the back across the timeline is going to be Austin Frazier. Frazier gives it off on the right side. Everybody cycles through as Johnson will play a little catch here with Nick Crowley. Crowley will give it off here for Austin Frazier. A week ago in Elm Creek had a comfortable lead against Overton and milked the clock a little bit, and then it kind of slowed down their offense. Here they might work it for a final shot of the quarter now. They've already worked off about 30 seconds on this possession. And Johnson just playing a little catch here with Crowley and just doing enough to keep that 5-second count from costing a turnover. Frazier's got the dribble. Frazier picks it up and will give it off here for Mostick. 16 seconds to go. Pass left wing. There's Crowley. Crowley's going to drive. Crowley's going to take it off the layup. It's blocked by Eklund, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And that will be a foul that's whistled against Overton. And it is before the shot that will go on Kaiser. And so Kaiser commits his second foul. Inbounded and tracking it down near midcourt is going to be Austin Frazier. 6 seconds left. Bounce pass for Crowley. Crowley's going to drive, floating the lane. It's bouncing on the rim. No good. Rebounded by Cahoy. He throws a full court shot. It is no good. So Cahoy is able to pull down the rebound after Elm Creek missed a pretty good look at the basket, and will head to the fourth quarter with a 10-point game. It's Elm Creek 52, Overton 42. Back with the fourth quarter right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
Well, 52-42 as we head to the fourth quarter, and it will be Elm Creek basketball here as they give it left wing here for Austin Frazier. Frazier's got it top of the circle. He's just going to hand it off. Driving now is Johnson. Johnson, 15-foot jumper, no good. Ball's on the ground on the rebound, and I think we have a push. It's going to be whistled on Overton. And the foul is going to be on Hayden Cahoy. And for Cahoy, that is foul number 4. And I think he's coming out of the ballgame. Checking in here is Caleb Eklund. And, yeah, Cahoy will come out with 7:45 to go. And Cahoy averages 11 points per ballgame. So there's a little offensive punch that Overton is missing because of that foul. So Elm Creek inbounds it, works it around the perimeter. A little ball fake here for Austin Frazier, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Crowley has it. We'll give it off on the right wing here for Zach Johnson. Everybody cycles through after they give it on the wing here for Schonifer. And Schonifer, they double-team him. As really putting pressure on there is Justin Hodson. And a timeout going to be taken by Elm Creek. Ball trapped on that sideline. Tanner Cavaney calls timeout with 7:21 to go here. Fourth quarter. They lead at 52-42. Timeout Elm Creek. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, 7:21 to go here. Still plenty of time to add to the lead or have it evaporate. Now Elm Creek wants to protect it, so they call the timeout here. Crowley will inbound it. And right in front of Tanner Cavaney, he saw that the basketball was kind of in dire straits, so he resets thing by calling the timeout. With the bounce here is going to be Austin Frazier. Frazier gives it to Zach Johnson. Johnson drives, and he was shut off. Good reaction there by Joel Schaefer to shut him off. I thought Johnson had an angle, but they'll reset the offense, and now with the dribble is going to be Crowley. Crowley gives it right side for Johnson. Johnson stops at the free throw line, kicks it out for Bartling. Bartling on the baseline, puts up a shot off glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, has it foul as he missed the putback, but he'll be heading back to the free throw line. You know, on that rebound after the original miss, he then was fouled on the arm by Caleb Eklund. That's going to be his third, and a pretty good free throw shooter at the line here for Bartling as he's going to shoot two. And the first one is no good. Again, isn't that how it goes? Talk about how well Bartling shoots at the free throw line, 72%. Then he misses that one. Score remains 52-42 with 6:48 to go here in the ballgame. Second free throw is up and good. Joel Schaefer faces a little pressure by Johnson. Schaefer now will drive. Bounce pass on the right side. Ball fake was Hodson. Hodson's going to kick it out top of the circle for Tanner Ryan. They give it off left side. Here's a three by Creighton Ryan. It's no good. Long rebound taken out by Crowley. So Crowley will pull down the bound. And now at the elbow, Johnson's going to fire a deuce. No good. And coming down with the rebound is Tanner Ryan. Tanner Ryan gives it up ahead here for Joel Schaefer. And Schaefer will help work it off of a screen. Right side, J.D. Callahan. He's not going to shoot a three from there. He'll give the basketball off for Tanner Ryan. Ryan kicks it left side. Three, no good. Fighting for the rebound after his miss was Hodson. Hodson kept it alive. Ball goes into the hands of J.D. Callahan as Callahan is fouled. So Callahan will pull down the rebound here. And he'll also head to the free throw line to shoot two. He was trying to put up the shot, but he was fouled by Bartling, and that's going to be the fourth on Bartling. Free throw no good here for Callahan. And for Callahan, a 56% free throw shooter. 6:02 to go in the ballgame, 53-42. Elm Creek leads by 11. And Callahan can't make the second free throw either. Crowley will pull down the rebound. And walking up court is Zach Johnson. Tick, tick, tick. Time slipping away here from Elm Creek, from Overton. They are down with less than 6 minutes to go in the game. 53-42. Crowley playing a little catch. He'll snap it across here for Zach Johnson. Johnson is going to back out. He could have shot a 15-foot jumper. And in a tie ball game, he probably would have. But instead, he'll back out and give it to Mostick. Mostick gives it back out for Johnson. Johnson, extra pass inside. It's going to be a layup here for Austin Stolpe. So Stolp cutting through there, gets the bounce pass, and he'll lay it up and in. Left side, there's Schaefer. Schaefer enters it in, and we're going to have a hold whistled on Elm Creek. They passed it inside for Creighton Ryan, and Ryan is held. It's before the shot, though. That's only the fourth team foul. And that will be a foul on Schonifer, and that is going to be his fourth. So Overton to inbound it here. Schaefer looking to toss. 5 second count going on. They'll throw it between the circles for Justin Hodson. Hodson hands it off here to Tanner Ryan. Ryan will drive. Ryan backing in. He'll step, take it off glass. It's hanging on the rim. Will not fall, but he will head to the line. A push as he made that little spin move. And now Ryan is going to be shooting twice. The foul on Johnson is his third, and the free throw is up and good. So Tanner Ryan strikes in the free throw, 71% shooter, makes the first two, 55-43. And the second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded there by Crowley. Crowley gets the ball back after he passed it away momentarily in the offensive zone with 5 minutes to go. Handing the basketball to Mostick. Mostick picked up defensively by Creighton Ryan. Has the ball knocked loose, but we're going to have a reach that's called on Logan Kaiser. Well, Kaiser about a step away from making a pretty good steal there, but he got a little bit of the arm. And so Schonifer will step to a line, and he will have the front end of a one and one. And for Schonifer, he is a 56% shooter. His free throw here, he banks it in. 56-43. Just heard from one of the Overton fans behind me yelling, "You got to call that." No, you don't. Second free throw is also good. That one just hit the bottom of the well. So Schonifer hits both ends of the one and one, and it's a 14-point lead here in the fourth quarter. On the baseline, Ryan, they're going to roll it out here to Schaefer. He's going to fire the three, and he hits the three. So Joel Schaefer strokes in the three, and we're going to have a little hold here as Schaefer tried to make the steal, and that will be his third foul. So we'll shut off the clock, and Zach Johnson will step to the free throw line for the final one and one of the game here for Elm Creek. 82% free throw shooter, rattles that one home. 58-46. By the way, for Schaefer, that's his third foul. And the second free throw is also good. Heading overtime in the boys' Luplac Conference Final. 40-40. Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull here. Well, right now Overton has got some work to do. A drive on the way in. There's a foul before the shot. It went in. But it'll be before the shot. The whistle came and the ball was still in his hands, if that's any indication. Yeah, that's the right call. The replay confirms it here. And the foul, by the way, is on Schonifer, and that is going to be his fifth and final foul. Inbounded in the lane, shot back of the iron, will not fall for Tanner Ryan, but Ryan now will stride to the line and will shoot two here with 4:18 to go, 59-46, down by 13 is Tanner Ryan and the Overton Eagles. The foul on Crowley is his third, and the free throw is up and good. So 59-47. Second free throw also good. So Ryan strokes in both of his free throws. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Johnson trying to break the press. Will lobbing it over the top of it to get it to Crowley across the line. And in the offensive zone, Johnson will give it off on the right wing here for Mostick. Mostick off of a screen gives it to Austin Frazier. Frazier is held. And Creighton Ryan commits the foul. He thought he might have had a partial steal there trying to get the ball. They're going to converse with him, and they're going to say he got a little bit of the arm of Austin Frazier. And Frazier will shoot two because that's now 10 fouls that's whistled against the Overton Eagles. And the free throw is no good. So Frazier, a 44% free throw shooter, hasn't been there a whole lot. It's only his 10th free throw of the season. And this free throw is up and good. So he makes one, misses one. And it's a 12-point lead, 60-48, as we've got 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Driving quickly is Schaefer. Little floater up and good. So Joel Schaefer driving in there, almost laying down that shoulder, creating a little bit of space, is able to lay it up and in. So Crowley facing the double team will get it up here to Frazier, and Frazier is fouled. And I'll tell you, upset is Joel Schaefer, and we got a timeout. The whistle comes before the foul. The officials are going to sort this out, but a timeout called by Elm Creek before there was a steal. There was a whistle on the backside. And with the timeout, score remains 60-50. Timeout Elm Creek. They lead by 10 with less than 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. We'll be back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Well, when the whistle was blown, it was blown on the far side by the official standing right in front of Tanner Cavaney. He blew the whistle just as a steal was nearly made by Elm Creek and Overton. And Joel Schaefer was upset that he thought he was called for a foul. What was happening was a timeout was being called, brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. And a 10-point lead, that's a great timeout for Tanner Cavaney. Perfect timing on it, that's for sure. Around the perimeter is Zach Johnson. Johnson finds a seam. He's going to drive, and he's fouled. And so Johnson will go to the line, shoot a couple. And again, Elm Creek has led from beginning to end. And Zach Johnson now, 82% free throw shooter, will shoot two free throws after the foul is called on Caleb Eklund. The first one is up and good. Now Caleb Eklund has four fouls. 3:15 to go, an 11-point lead for Elm Creek. And again, we have some perspiration on the floor that we're going to mop up here. Again, on our sister station, the Luplat Conference Final is going on right now between Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull. They are tied at 40. And the UNK men win against Washburn on the road, 90-84. Nice win there for the Lopers. They're on a roll. Second free throw is up and good. And so Zach Johnson makes both of his free throws. In the offensive zone here is Joel Schaefer. Schaefer's going to direct traffic a little bit, down by a dozen. He's going to lob it in. They kick it out. Looking at the three is Cahoy. It's short, gets his own rebound, floats that one up. It will not fall. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Johnson. So Cahoy missed the two, missed the three, and had a rebound in the middle. But now that allows Elm Creek to milk a little clock here. Zach Johnson has it, and he'll just snap it to the right side for Mostick. And they'll get it back out here for Austin Frazier. They'll get Nick Crowley involved in the game of keep away. 12-point ball game with 2.5 to go. Frazier will work the clock a little bit more with Johnson. Johnson facing some pressure here by Joel Schaefer. And they'll give it off right side for Bartling. Bartling will shoot off glass and score. That possession couldn't have gone a whole lot better for Elm Creek. Not only did they score, but they worked the clock. Now in transition, the drive by Schaefer. It's no good, and we've got a foul. On the rebound by Overton. So we'll walk to the other end of the court, and Elm Creek will be shooting two free throws. The foul is, I believe, on Eklund. Yes, it is. And that will be number 5 on Caleb Eklund. So he's out of the ball game. With 2:13 to go, and Bartling will go shoot two. It's already 64-50 with 2:13 to go. Bartling's free throw is up and good. Now push the lead out to 15 with 2:13 left. 65-50. Second free throw rolls around and is good. And again, Elm Creek doing all the little things right. Creighton Ryan will drive. He'll find a screen. His shot, no good. It goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by Hayden Cahoy, the officials say. So Overton just not getting the shots to fall here, especially in the second half. They shot 55% in the first half. I guarantee that's not their numbers here in the second. Inbounded by Crowley. Crowley doing a great job. Now the pass inside for Austin Frazier. Frazier's going to get the bucket and foul. Entry pass inside, and they're able to dial up a nice pass into Frazier. He'll get the bucket and foul. .154 to go here. And substitutions here for Overton. They're going to dump the bench as it's an 18-point ball game. And Austin Frazier at the free throw line to try to finish off the three-point play. So at the line is Austin Frazier. And Frazier's free throw is no good. And it will be Overton. Falling here to Elm Creek. Elm Creek coming away with the conference championship. Entry pass inside for J.D. Callahan. Callahan will muscle it up and in for Overton. So he's not finished for the night as he works very hard for that bucket with a minute and a half to go. And across the timeline is Johnson. Johnson gives it to Bartling. Bartling kicks it out here for Mostick. Mostick right back out for Austin Frazier. Frazier gives it for Crowley. Now right side, Bartling's got it. Top of the circle for Mostick. Back around the perimeter we go, and Elm Creek will milk the clock here with a minute 15 to go and sharpen up the scissors because they're going to be cutting down the nets here in just a little bit. Crowley gives it back to Johnson. 68-52, 16-point lead, and Elm Creek protecting that basketball as well as the lead. They're playing a little keep away, and Johnson working against a little bit of pressure here by Matt Dolan, and a timeout for the Buffaloes. So they can dump the bench and do a little celebrating. 1 minute to go here in the conference championship game. 68-52, timeout Elm Creek, brought to you by Joe Murphy Shelter Insurance. We'll be back with a final minute right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And Elm Creek will inbound the basketball. They'll toss it in for Devin Hollowell. And they forgot to make a little substitution. They inbounded for Hollowell, and Hollowell will come out. And Jake Fields will come in here for Elm Creek. So with that, we'll inbound it again. And Brock Miner will toss it in here. On the dribble is going to be Fields. Fields getting some pressure there by Matt Dolan. And Fields will bring it across the timeline. Fields on the dribble will kick on the left side. There's Brock Miner. Miner's three is no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Callahan. Callahan pass up court here for Logan Johnson, and it goes out of bounds. And so that will go off of Johnson's hands, and basketball will revert over here to Elm Creek as Fields got it inbounded to him by Brock Miner. Fields across the timeline with 25 seconds left. He'll give it to LaShawn Thornabar. Thornabar will set a little screen as they get it off on that left side. They kick it out here for Jake Fields. Fields at the elbow. Has his pivot. He'll give the ball back out here for Thornabar. Thornabar gets it in the lane, has a shot blocked on the inside there by Logan Johnson. And coming up with the basketball is going to be Callahan. 3 seconds left. On the run is Hodson. Hodson will kick it out. A three-pointer by Chase Horn off the mark, and that will do it. Elm Creek claims the boys' conference championship in the Fort Kearney Conference, 68-52 over the Overton Eagles. A 16-point win here for Elm Creek. They led throughout. They started the game on an 8-0 run. They led by 11 in the first half, and they go on to win it by 16. Your final, 68-52. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Misco Sports Postgame Show, and hopefully we'll talk with both head coaches, Jay Stair from the Eagles and Tanner Cavaney from the Buffaloes. We come back after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. Another great shooting night here for Elm Creek as they are able to outdistance Overton. They end up shooting about 55% from the field for the entire game as they're able to outdistance the Overton Eagles, a final here of 68-52. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. It took overtime over the Luplac Conference Tournament, but Gibbon is able to get past Donovan Trumbull. A bit of a come from behind there as they win it in overtime. 46-44. So Gibbon is the Luplac Conference champions, 46-44 in overtime on the boys' side. The consolation game went to Ravenna, 62-53 over Adams Central. And also in the Luplac Conference tournament, the girls' champion is Kearney Catholic, 57-17 over Ravenna. The girls' consolation went to Centura, 53-44. Over Donovan Trumbull. And here today on the girls' side, the girls' champion was Overton, 47-39 over Elm Creek. Amherst won the consolation, 46-40 over Pleasanton. And in the boys' championship game, just wrapping up, Elm Creek 68, Overton 52. And in the consolation game, Amherst with a 66-58 win over Wilcox Hildreth. So the Elm Creek boys and girls split the conference champions. The Overton girls win it, and the Elm Creek boys win it. A final here of 68-52. Unofficially, looking at some stats, I had Overton shooting from the field 17 of 35, which is pretty solid, but Elm Creek was 23 of 42. And three-point shooting, Elm Creek 1 of 6, but Overton was 6 of 12. And rebounding was pretty even here in the ball game, but unofficially, I had Overton for 28 turnovers compared to 19 here for Elm Creek. And those turnovers did help Elm Creek shoot pretty well because they scored some buckets in transition, and they win this one by a final of 68 252. So you're all updated. We'll update our stats, and we'll continue to take a look at those stats when we have more of the Misco Sports Post Game Report right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, Jake Bartling has a new necklace. It looks a whole lot like a basketball net from the Viero Event Center. Elm Creek with a 68-52 win over Overton. Congratulations to the Buffaloes on the win. Let's take a look at some of the statistics that we have for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Overton, and the individual numbers look like this. A great effort tonight by Joel Schaefer. Schaefer finished the night with 18 points, and Tanner Ryan, 10. Logan Kaiser, 8. Creighton Ryan, 7. Hayden Cahoy, 7. J.D. Callahan with a couple of points here as well. Unofficially, right at 48% shooting in the ball game for Overton. But, again, an even better shooting night tonight for Elm Creek. Unofficially, I had them shooting 55% from the field and also taking a little bit better care of the basketball. They were led by Jake Bartling with 19 points and 6 rebounds. It feels like more than that, but 19 points and 6 rebounds. Zach Johnson with 18 points. Nick Crowley with 14. Austin Stolpe off the bench finished with 6. Nick Mostick with 4. Austin Frazier with 3. Gabe Hubbard with a couple of points. And Bailey Schonifer with 2 points as well. And Elm Creek so far remains completely undefeated in the conference tournament and in the regular season conference action as well, as they improve their record now to 17-2 on the year. Their only losses were to Ravenna and also to Southern Valley, a couple of top-level C2 teams. Overton now falls to 15-4 on the year. They'll be back in action on Tuesday as they'll be taking on Wilcox Hildreth. For Elm Creek, their next action will be on Friday when they'll be battling Amherst. Once again, our final in this one, Elm Creek 68, Overton 52, here in the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here. Sorry, we lost power again. Team picture being taken right now for Elm Creek. And here in just a moment, we'll have a chance to talk with Tanner Cavaney. And I think we'll also have the opportunity to talk to Jay Stair, as he's usually pretty good about coming back after these tough losses and talking to us. 68-52, the final. And again, a great Lou Platte Conference final as well on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It took overtime, but Gibbon with a 46-44 win. Gibbon with the win over Donovan Trumbull. Kind of a nice come-from-behind win there as well. So another great tournament wrapping up here at the Viero Event Center. And again, kind of a neat venue, you know, big open spaces, a lot of energy in the building. It's not too big, but still plenty of seating, and they have video replays as they actually will kind of simulcast the game on the big screen. And it's just really a nice, neat environment for these teams. And it certainly was a great effort tonight for Elm Creek. Again, 68-52. Overton played pretty well, but Elm Creek just played a little bit better as they are able to kind of hold on. They led from beginning to end throughout the course of the ball game. So a nice win here for Elm Creek, a 16-point advantage here in the ball game. So once again, our final 68-52. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Tanner Cavity and hopefully Jay Stair as we continue with more of the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Going to Bowling is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here as a great start to both halves here for Elm Creek. They scored the first 8 points of the second half, and then they were able to score 14 of the first 17 points of the second half. And as a result, those two spurts, the beginning of each half, and it doesn't work exactly that way, but those good starts for Elm Creek to both halves helped them build a comfortable lead that really wasn't threatened a whole lot in the second half, as Elm Creek is able to win this one 68-52. They led by as many as 11 in the first half, and then they led by 12 fairly early on in that second half, and it really didn't get a whole lot closer from that point on as they controlled things here from beginning to end. Elm Creek did not trail in the ball game, and they win this one by a final of 68-52. And again, for the conference champions, the Elm Creek Buffaloes, 19 points from Jake Bartling, 18 for Zach Johnson, 14 for Nick Crowley. And so they're getting some pretty good sources from their starters, but also off the bench. Austin Stolpe finished with 6, Frazier with 3, Gabe Hubbard had a couple of points, Bailey Schonifer finished with 2 points, Nick Mostick also with 4 points in the ball game. So pretty balanced scoring, but the big three doing a nice job here, at least tonight's big three anyway for Elm Creek, with a nice effort as well. And Tanner Cavity, kind enough to join us, and you know, you become a media superstar a little bit. A couple of radio stations talking to you, the TV station. Congratulations, conference champion.
Appreciate
man.
It.
That is a well-played game. I don't know what you said at the before the game and at halftime, because your team came out on fire at the beginning of both halves, and that really kind of opened up a nice lead for you.
I don't think it was anything I said. I think it came back from last year. Last year we got off to a poor start against these guys, and for the most part played even with them the rest of the game. But it's just that poor start really bit us in the rear, and you know, that's something we haven't got off to good starts our last 3 or 4 games. We've gotten in a hole, and it's kind of hurt us. And you know, all the credit goes to the kids. It's nothing I did. They went out, they executed, and we got the shots we wanted. And again, I'm just really, really proud of my boys.
You mentioned you got the shots you wanted. I had you guys shooting from the field overall in the game about 55%. And again, I'm trying to think, Tanner. I can't think of a bad shot your basketball team took all night.
I think of about 2 or 3, but that's just me. There's a couple bad ones we took in the first half, and And I thought the second half, I don't think we took a bad one. We executed what we wanted to do, and it's a credit to our kids. I mean, we got a really unselfish bunch. I mean, we don't really care who scores. I think Jake had a pretty big game tonight. Zach had a pretty big game. But, I mean, Jake's coming into this game averaging 9 points a game, and he's a kid who's averaged 14 and 12 points a game for us in the past. And that's just a credit to Jake. You know, Gabe Hubbard has started for us most of the year. You know, because of matchup, Nick Mostick started tonight. And the kids don't really care who's on the court. They don't really care who starts. They just care about getting the win, and it's a credit to the unselfishness that's our boys.
Yeah, and Jake Bartley finished with 19 points, as you mentioned. Zach Johnson, I had him for 18 points. And again, it just seemed like you guys were down the stretch able to really kind of control the tempo a little bit. You really ended up playing your game where you were able to milk the clock, but yet still have a pretty good look at the basket at the end of that possession.
No, it kind of happened a couple times last year. It's happened a couple times this year where we get a lead and we play not to lose, you know, and it's something we've worked on in practice. We've harped on them. You know, we get in that situation. It's not, we're taking the ball, you know, the air out of the ball. We're going from looking from a really good shot to a great shot. And the kids did a great job of that. We turned it over a couple times. I thought the first half that really hurt us, but I think the second half we controlled the tempo. We got what we wanted, and again, it's nothing I did. It's all because of the boys.
Elm Creek wins at 68-52. Final minute here with Tanner Cavaney, the head boys basketball coach for Elm Creek. Coach, undefeated in the conference, now going through the conference tournament with the win here. You're not going to be able to sneak up on anybody. Is this really kind of one of those watershed moments where you kind of really announce your arrival to the rest of the state?
Well, I mean, I've always known what we've had. I don't think so. I mean, we're in the top four or five in the state in power points. We've played an extremely tough schedule. We've lined up some bigger schools and competed really well and beat some of them. So, I mean, as far as maybe winning the really, really big one, maybe. But, I mean, I've always known what these guys have had, and it was just a matter of them kind of just realizing it and just going out and getting it. And again, it's nothing I did. It's all because of the boys. I'm really proud. I'm happy for the community. I think it's been like 30 years since the last time that they've won this conference. And you know, the next step now is to win the regular season. We're in position to do that. We got two really tough games with Amherst and Elwood. But we're in that position to do it, and it's just about going out and doing it now.
Well, and again, I don't doubt that your team will have that focus, because they certainly have had the focus the last few games. That's certainly for sure.
Yeah, it was a great tournament. I think it's a great learning experience, and hopefully it leads to bigger things down the road.
All right, Tanner, congratulations. Nice win.
Appreciate it.
Tanner Cavaney, the head boys basketball coach for Elm Creek. They win it 68-52 to claim the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Congratulations to the coach, the Elm Creek Buffaloes. That's a nice win for them on the boys' side. They win it 68-52, and again, they are now 17-2 on the season. Their only losses are the defending state champions in Southern Valley in Class C2. They're a D1 school, and they lost to a C2 power and also another C2 power, Ravenna. They lost that one by 1 point, so Elm Creek can certainly give anybody in D1 all that they possibly can handle, and they certainly look the part here today with a 68-52 win over Overton. Congratulations to the Elm Creek boys, the Overton girls, who come away with conference championships tonight, 67-39, Overton with the win over Elm Creek earlier in girls action. I'm Randy Bushgar. Thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball. Of course, we'll have more games for you beginning up next week right here on ESPN, as well as on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. For our engineer, Merritt Lawson, want to say thanks. I'm Randy Bushgar. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.